Letho pressed the bard.
Go on. What did she do then?
Zillow took up the tale again.
Listen to this. Diderot takes her gang out by the land entrance of the cave. They strip all the branches from two black thorns, the ones with the big sharp spikes. So she lays them out where any foe beast would tread on them in the dark. Then she posts some of the wives close to the cave and tells them to report to her any sudden yowls or meows.
Letho interrupted.
But supposing it would have been us coming back to the cave ahead of Felis, what then?
Bill Gully roared out laughing.
That would have been your bad luck, mate. But as it happens, things turn out right. 'Twas the wildcat and his guards who came charging along that way.
Zillow continued.
Must have been close to midnight when our sentries heard the yowls and catcalls. They hurried back, and Diderot sent every beast off into the sea, pushing the boat away up the coast. The little uns thought it was no end of fun. Now there was only me and Diderot left there. She orders me to heap the seaweed and damp wood on the fire. Right away there's smoke billowing everywhere. I saw Diderot take a long pole and push the big cauldron over, toppling it all over the floor. It smelled pretty strong, I can tell you. Well, that was it. Me and Diderot got out of there and went swimming after the others, leaving Rigo Felis and his cat guards to clean up after us, of course.
Letho thumped his rudder down in admiration.
Blood and thunder! I think we'll have to call your Mrs. General Diderot from now on, Colin.
The big otter tucked his oar under one arm, puffing out his chest proudly.
Aye, and to think she chose me as her husband. Yes!
Diderot had caught up with them and stepped on Colin's rudder.
Quick march there, Dumblepores. Step out lively. And you too, Zillow and Shallown, stop skylarking about and move yourselves. If we don't get these little in some place safe by dark, with good hot victuals in them and a pillow to lay down their heads on, it ain't no wildcat you'll have to worry about. It'll be me. Understood?
They stepped out smartly, saluting all the way.
Aye, ma'am. Very good, ma'am.
We're kicking up a bit of dust now, ma'am.
Now don't you fret me, little apple dumpling. Everything's going right to plan. Oh, will you stop stamping on me rudder like that, my sweet honeybee?